This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Go to hell, Nick.
The naivety.
Welcome back.
And inexperience of Nick Sciarra. Yeah.
Oh, is that what people call him? CCR? Yeah. For like 50 years now.
Yeah.
She remembers the song from Remember the Titans, so that goes to show.
Oh.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nick, who's the lead singer of CCR?
Who cares?
A lot of people care.
Dude, are they alive? They've got to be dead.
Are they, or is John Fogerty still alive?
Well, the picture I'm looking at looks like it's a band, like it's four people.
Okay, but John Fogerty, the lead singer who I was referring to, you know the song Center Field, Put Me In, Coach, I'm Ready to Play?
If I heard it, maybe.
That's him. Okay, never mind.
I love that everyone calls me salty, but Nick is really the salty one.
Not really.
Yeah. You're so mean.
Think about the attitude you had when you realized you torched a Philly cheesesteak. You were salty.
I was mad that I didn't get to eat my Philly cheesesteak. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, Mandy likes it. Just got a text. Heck yeah, CCR. Thanks, Mandy. Yeah.
Oh, they call it CCR now in text messages?
I know. Nick, oh, what do they call them, CCR? Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
Thoughts about the Russian jerseys had on it.
Oh, Nicholas. Have you even heard any of the songs that I emailed you? Do you know any of those?
No, I only looked at the first song, so I didn't look at the...
I have a feeling you're not going to know any of them at all.
I have a feeling because of that, some of the songs you play may not be the specific song Barry has requested.
Right? You're going to play some karaoke version like a...
Sure. I still got to get that Spotify account.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Google Play or iTunes Music or whatever, something. Join us. Join us in the 21st century, Nick. They have technology. You should use it.
I need to join the 21st century. You guys stuck on this CCR music, and I need to join the 21st
century. It's way back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Of course.
We're not stuck on it, but we know it.
Hold on. Let me pull up your list again.
It's amazing.
All right. Well, Barry's CCR. Pulling up the list. Doc wants to get in here and talk about Spurs playoffs, so let's get Doc in real quick. Doc, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How's everything going?
Hey, man, Doc.
I was listening to you guys, and you guys were talking about would Boston or San Antonio have won a game or can win a game or whatnot. I think it's going to be difficult for the Spurs now that Kawhi is injured. But I firmly believed all year long that the Spurs were going to beat Golden State in the Western Conference Finals because they had the one player that could defend Durant. And Durant is, in my opinion, Durant was the key to, all the jump shooting for a jump shooting team like Golden State to win. And they had a person that could defend Durant. Now, the second thing is what you guys haven't touched on is being able to get easy buckets and see what they're doing, the way they're calling the game, they're letting, and I'm just use Draymond Green for example, they're letting him defend, say, a LaMarcus Aldridge, and I am upset with Aldridge too, but they're letting him defend as if we were playing back in the 80s and the 90s, whereas you're not able to defend them on the other end that same way. And what I mean by that is LaMarcus did seal Draymond Green a couple of times on the low block, and he got low enough to where, hey, my size is an advantage. I don't have to fade, and I don't have to turn around. All I got to do is jump over the top of him and lay it in. Well, what Draymond Green is doing is pushing LaMarcus way out, and that's what I mean by being able to defend with your elbow. Right now, and I am a coach, so if you're defending with your elbow, a lot of referees will tell you, as long as you don't extend it, we're going to let that go. Well, they're letting Draymond Green extend his elbow and push, and LaMarcus, for some reason, his base is not strong.
Doc, I don't disagree with you on Draymond Green simply because I saw him get away with a lot of physicality on Gasol last night that they didn't call. But I think overall I disagree with the fact that you think that just because Kawhi could guard Kevin Durant, that that would be the advantage in the game, because you talk about easy baskets. You still have to slow down Curry, Thompson, Green, all those guys. And on top of it, LaMarcus, even if he was playing like he played against the Rockets, has to get up and down the floor, which looks like he needs a forklift. I mean, he's just not very nimble and quick. And Golden State does a lot of what they do when they go on these 14-2, 18-0 runs because of easy baskets, because they are constantly in go mode and they attack, 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 attack. I understand that there's a better matchup for the Spurs, but unless their bigs could have gone and turned back the clock, I couldn't envision that series where San Antonio would come out on top.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who. The thing that makes Golden State so effective in my mind, and I'm pretty simple. I'm not a X's and O's expert when it comes to basketball, but you watch how many picks and screens they run through. You watch how many screens they run through. That's difficult to defend. I don't care who you are. There's so much confusion that gets created by that offense that, and so many open looks that are created by that. It doesn't matter if Kawhi Leonard is healthy or not. That's going to be extremely difficult to defend over seven games.
And again, last night was a perfect example. They illustrated how Curry takes a lot of guys off the dribble,
yeah,
makes a pass to the wing. That's where it really begins. You would think that's where he starts to fade out of the play. He will then stay constantly in movement, go towards the bucket, stop, so that, again, defenders think he's going to stay around the lane, and then dart out and take a double screen in the corner. It's one thing to get him open, which they do. It's another thing to watch the degree of difficulty it takes to stop on a dime, spin, square your shoulders, keep your elbow in, and drop the shot. One of them, he let go and turned around and started looking down the court like, that's already good. That's how good he is. So Kevin Durant is just one element of what is a hyper-talented offensive team.
Real quick, three texts before we go. Mm-hmm. Captain Sassy Pants Nick just doesn't appreciate good music.
I saw the text.
Clearly he's a Justin Bieber and Chainsmokers kind of guy. We got, whoever just played CCR, you have won way back Wednesday. Drop the mic and just gangster walk out of the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you got texts like that during my hour, but and you refused then, to acknowledge them.
And then we got Skinner. Y'all are on point with the music today. That's Mandy. Thank you, Mandy. Y'all would be Barry.
And she came. Thank
you. So Mandy sent you all those texts?
Mandy sent me two texts, yes, because she appreciated the CCR and the Skinner.
So everybody died and let Mandy be the judge, Nick.
I'm just reading the text, guys. I'm not making any judgments here. I'm just reading them as they come in. Don't kill the messenger.
I love the fact that...
Don't kill the messenger. I'm doing my Trump hands.
Nick said, I'm sure I got those texts when I... But he did say, I saw the text already. So he checked
the
text.
Yeah.
But he didn't check the text.
No, I just checked the text line now.
Oh, sure.
Just check the text line now.
Okay.
Let that one die, Nick. All right, so we continue to roll on. We've got plenty more show to get to. It's Barry's hour, and already he's won, evidently. Way Back Wednesday is Hits Before the 70s. He's full of hand gestures today. We'll continue to roll on with what you want to talk about, too. 713-780-ESPN or 8 on the HRNP listener line, or hit us up on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yes, I, of all people, will be the first to admit Barry is killing it.
Thank you.
It's a good hour.
Thank you.
And it's about time he gets his first win of the year.
I'm not going to read this text. It says, Sweet Home Alabama was released in 74. Does that mean Boom Boom is disqualified? Oh!
You are. Bye, Felicia.
And then there's the technicality.
Bye, Felicia.
It's all right. It doesn't make my list not great.
It's over.
Makes my list. It doesn't make it any less great.
It's trash. Without jewelry.
Doesn't matter.
The list is trash.
Doesn't matter. The victory stays in my heart.
Not
You can't take it away. I'm like Reggie Bush. I still have the trophy on my mantle, bro. You could take, you could erase it out of the record books. I still got the trophy on the mantle.
So you wanted 60s, was getting on Joel for saying pre-70s, and you can't even get that right.
Nick is the LeVar Ball of music. Read that text.
That's not
a text. Suck on that, Nick. Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
He said that's not a text, by the way.
Yeah, it was a text.
Okay. Go check it.
I was just being dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. I was at the mall yesterday killing time. And I had to use the restroom. So I was at the Galleria, and I asked the nice young lady, where's the closest restroom? And she directed me to the family restrooms. She's like, there's some restrooms over there in this place you walk between these two, the Nestle cookie place, which, by the way, just having a Nestle cookie store seems a bit excessive.
Why?
Like, why wouldn't you have other things just besides Nestle cookies?
Yeah, it's kind of true. You walk up in
it. To be honest with you, all you got to be is within like 100 yards of that place and you smell it. And literally, that's all the marketing they need. You watch.
It's like the pretzel place.
It is.
Okay.
And you watch. It's like a fat haven. Like they could be knee deep in Forever 21 or something. And all of a sudden they get that first whiff and it's like, come to me now. And it's like Night of the Living Dead. Their hands. That's true. I need
you
it.
You get all like a zombie.
Yep.
Anyways, so I go between the Nestle place and wherever, and it's a family bathroom. It's a set of three family bathrooms. So there's not just a men's room and a women's room. It just says family restrooms, and it's got the family logo. You know how sometimes on each bathroom you'll have the men's sign mm-hmm. with a man on it and the woman's? Well, this had the man, the woman, and a kid and a baby. And I'm like, am I allowed to use this? Because my first thought was kind of like the handicap stall, which is a big debate. Can you use a handicap stall? Because that's what sure. was going through my head. Yeah, I've always said you can use a handicap stall. Doesn't mean it's just for handicap people. It's handicap accessible.
Right.
So it means anyone can use it, but it's
some
made
take
so
exception
that,
to
nope,
that.
They're wrong.
I mean, I would never use it if there was someone.
Absolutely not.
Right.
If we're all waiting in line and there's a dude in a wheelchair or something like that and we're at the Astros game and he needs to – yeah, any dude that goes and uses the handicap stall first and ahead of that guy is an a-hole. I mean, mm-hmm. that's just – but anyways, so I'm like, I'm debating this and I was like, well, I have to pee too bad to mull this over anymore. So I went in and I've never been in the family restroom before. It was palatial. It was huge. They had two toilets. That was it. No stalls. No stalls. No urinals. There were two toilets out in the open. Side by side. One of them was a regulation toilet. Just a regular ass toilet. And the other one looked like someone washed it in hot water and dried it. It was a mini toilet. I have never seen a toilet this low. And I'm not talking about like just kind of low. Like, it didn't even hit the knee. It was about midway up my shin. And it felt like I was peeing on the floor because that's the toilet I used because I wanted to see what it was like to pee in the mini toilet.
Wonder why they have that. What would you use that
thinking,
for?
I mean, I guess it's when you bring like...
You know what
like,
it's for.
You're changing a baby and you also bring in like an
infant. I was thinking baby, yeah.
An infant that's potty
yeah,
trained
kids.
And they can use the little John. Okay! Little John.
But like... Did you do all that just to say little John?
I did. No, I didn't say all of that because of that, but it came to me in the mid-sentence.
But my thought is like, what about a little divider here or something? I guess the family that craps together stays together. I don't know what that is. What?
That's terrible.
So weird. I just found it was fascinating because I had never seen it before. And they had a big old changing table next to the sink. It was all one thing. It was just a counter. It was just a sink with a long counter on it. And they called it the changing
right.
table. But the mini toilet, I have never seen
that. Did
your
leg cramp up when you got up from that, John?
I didn't sit down on it. That would have been weird, though. I should have sat down. It would have been the first time I've ever sat to pee, but that would have been really a neat
Come on,
experience.
Dude. The speed bag would have been in water. Let's be honest. Based on the
that's,
position
that's the
you
time,
would have had to get into.
That's the time you don't want to flush before you stand
right.
up. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're getting the bidet whether you like it or not.
You look like Tommy Boy. I mean, got his tie caught into the toilet
yeah.
on the plane. You're just trying to stand up and you can't. Yeah.
You find out if they're floaters.
Somebody said Barry peed in a kid's toilet, and I bet he didn't even lift the seat. That's right. I didn't. Why would I?
Oh.
I have good aim.
Mr. Hygiene, which I already cringed when he said he used the Mall John.
I peed. That's it.
And you let it go like a runaway hose? You just peed all over the bathroom? You let the seat down?
Yeah. It's got the little cutout in the middle. No, of course I lifted the seat up, Joel.
No, you said
what,
you
am
did
I a
it.
Savage?
What you know am I saying? No matter how much you wiggle and dance, the last drop always falls in your pants. So you already had bad germs in your.
I've never heard that saying.
Undies.
But I did lift the seat. I'm not a savage.
You believe that, Nick? I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, Nick's multitasking.
Yeah, he is. Somebody said this was on the text messages. Who on the show would wear a male romper first? I'd say Barry, but wouldn't be surprised if Joel or Nick already ordered matching rompers.
Saw the text.
Oh, would now not, you're reading the text.
Would not I am.
Ever touch one of those things.
How about you stay out of the text because I.
Again, I here we go.
That's another
you
reason.
You have enough to do just looking at your phone and yawning on air.
And ignoring the fact that we just threw something to you and you didn't even respond.
And ignoring us and. Being high. How about you just leave the text to me?
Don't start that crap again,
just
dude.
Just leave the text to me. It's the one thing I got. That's all I got. Would you wear a romper?
Absolutely not.
I don't know. Like,
if you paid me, I might.
There was I saw a picture of Sean Connery. I think it was Sean Connery as James Bond in a light blue romper. And he looked pretty badass.
No, he didn't.
There's no way that anyone in a romper could look tough. You could put Russell Westbrook in a romper.
He's
not
going to
look tough. And I wouldn't doubt that he has
one. What are the odds? It's What Are the Odds Wednesday, guys. What are the odds of Russell Westbrook has a romper? I'm going to go, I don't want to go all Nick on you, but 1,000%. 100%.
100%. 100%.
150%.
Absolutely
100%. It's a phenomenal take there.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal.
Literally the best take.
Listen, I'm a professional. I'm a comedian.
Listen, bro.
Listen.
Listen, bro.
There, in a nutshell, we've given a synopsis of our week so far.
Everyone's saying those are for toddlers. Yeah, I kind of figured that. I just was I'm going to tweet out the picture. If you've never been in the family bathroom, if you haven't had the luxury of the...
You took a picture of the bathroom?
Yeah, the kids didn't mind. No, there was no one in there but me.
Well, that's one thing to be very clear about, which we appreciate. But secondly, you took a picture of the bathroom?
Yeah, look, I was fascinated by the mini toilet. I'm tweeting it out now.
I imagine it being a lot smaller than that.
No, it's no. Go follow at Barry is Funny. Go follow. Jerk. Go follow at Barry is Funny on Twitter. You'll see the palatial family toilet. It's you think a handicap stall is roomy.
Yeah, it looks like you
family,
got...
Family bathrooms are the only place
I'm
peeing
for
now.
Room a couch and a big screen.
Even if they're changing kids, I'm going in there. No, I wouldn't
you
do
spread
that.
Out?
after
you get the swirly?
Take my pants off and hang them on a hook.
after you get the swirly?
Right? All right, guys, real quick, I'm going to tell you about a solution for you. If you're trying to sell your home and you're trying to sell it fast, I have an idea for you. You need to call Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to tell you, no problem, we'll buy it and we'll make you a cash offer. Let's say you're trying to get out from under your house. You're trying to do it fast, but you can't because you got back taxes or delinquent HOA dues or divorce, bankruptcy. You've lost your job. Let's say, call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, and let them help you. Please let them help you. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through closing. All you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals do the job for you. They have attorneys, title companies, an outstanding in-house staff that will show you a stress-free way to sell your home. Give them a call, 281-717-6100, and get a clear understanding of what's going on with your situation, whether it's a title issue or you just need that quick closing. You're not going to be able to get that help if you don't call them. That's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the usual suspects till 4. We were talking about this, and you got some texts and tweets in the break.
Yeah. But
as a father of a young daughter, that's a really weird, and you brought up a story, too, that makes it even weirder, but it's a really weird scenario. Like, I went to get Lisa's Mother's Day gifts the other day and had Taylor in the stroller. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, God, if I have to go to the bathroom, like, what do I do? You know, because I don't want her. I really don't want her in the men's room. But I'm literally the guy that I don't even want her. Like, Lisa thinks it's funny. Like, if I'm in the restroom, Lisa thinks it's funny if she comes racing into the bathroom. And I'm like, no. I don't want it. Because.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
I just don't want my daughter to have to deal with all that.
You don't want your kid in the room when your penis is out. There's just like, should be a boundary. That's a rule.
Exactly what it is. Now, I'll also say this. He's dead, so he can't call the show or argue with me. But it also was one of the most disturbing things of my childhood was that my dad was so comfortable at home.
Just walking around, freeballing.
He'd either walk around in the birthday suit or just in the tidy whities.
What?
And I'm just like, and especially then in the summer when the windows are up, the screens are up, and I'm going, what is he doing?
Your dad would just walk around butt-ass naked?
Totally comfortable.
Bro.
That was the most awkward feel. I'd be like, I'm outside. I'm out. I got to go. I don't care what time of day it was morning.
Yeah, somebody texted and said it's nice as a dad with young daughters. They're too young to send in themselves, but it's weird to take them in the men's restroom. That's what he was, you know, talking about the family restroom, which I agree. But to your point about making it weird, and I'll go ahead and tell the story that I told you guys at the break, but it's weird. It still creeps me out just to tell it. But I forget where I was. I want to say I was at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember specifically where I was. But I'm at the urinal, and there's about 3 or 4 on each side. And some of them are occupied. So I'm there. I'm paying, just doing my thing. And this dude walks in with his daughter, holding her hand. So she's old enough to walk and hold a hand and everything. And he walks up next to the urinal next to me, and I'm on his right. But so is his daughter. So he parks her in between us.
Oh, my God.
As I'm standing there peeing. And I'm like, bro, your daughter is eye level to my penis. This is not acceptable. This is not cool.
Did you turn and ask her what her name was?
No, Joel. One of the few times in my life, I actually just, Joel, I just pinched it off. I just pinched it off. No, I pinched it off, and I just left. I was just like, that's way too creepy.
That's a pretty hard thing to do, by the
way. Yeah,
I know. I was just going to say, did you pee your pants?
I almost. It was tough. You
got sure?
The key was you got to grab it between the fingers.
Oh, my God.
And let that stop, and then you work the Kegels a little.
You got pee-pee on your fingers for sure.
Yeah. You get the Kegel. you got to activate the Kegels.
Then he smelled the Nestle's.
The Kegels create that dam. And then you can zip up and leave. But I'm like, bro, why would you stand your daughter right next to me? How about just put her in the corner? Go over there and wait for daddy. And then just watch her, which is weird to make eye contact with your daughter while you're peeing too. But at least you can keep an eye on her. And she's not standing next to some dude whose penis is out.
That is so unacceptable.
Tell me about it. It freaked me out. I was like, am I going to go to jail for this?
After I washed my hands and realized that I peed my shorts.
I didn't care. I honestly didn't care.
I would have looked at him as he came out. I would have waited when he came out of the restroom going, dude, what are you doing? And what are you subjecting your daughter to, bringing her in the men's room at that age? That's terrible.
Yeah, I didn't care. That was so freaky.
What is weird stuff happen to you like that, man? That's just.
I don't know.
That's like super weird.
It's very creepy. Somebody said Raheel definitely owns a maroon romper. I would say if
he
anyone
owns it though, he and Nuno would both own it.
If anyone at this station would have a romper, it would probably be him.
I agree.
Got a text that said the Woodlands Mall. No, I wasn't at the Woodlands Mall, sir. But it said, I bet you wouldn't have thought it was weird if next to the regular toilet was a litter box, Catman. That's a great text. All right. Every time I think of Barry, I picture him in a romper. What? Do I strike you guys as a romper kind of guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
You guys are
with a
jerks.
V-neck.
You guys are jerks.
In yellow.
A yellow, oh, like Bruce Lee style.
Banana Republic.
Bruce Lee style. I don't think, I have not seen in all my online shopping I've been doing recently,
yeah,
not run across one romper.
Well, at least
romper.
You admit you've been looking for one.
No.
You've been online in Banana Republic
no.
looking for a romper.
I
you
said
you haven't
not,
seen it.
I've not run across a romper yet.
Oh, but if you ran across one. Okay, so now that we've got that story out of the way, now let's talk about the ball. Balls again.
Okay.
Let's talk about the balls.
Okay.
LeVar Ball and his son are way in the news way too much. I just saw a statistic, by the way, by Darren Revelle that LeVar Ball has been tweeted about 1.1 million times, which is like, I can't, it's like head and shoulders above Tom Brady by like 250,000. But here we go again. So he goes on Colin Cowherd's show, all right, and his co-host, if you haven't seen it, Christine Leahy, is not afraid to mix it up a little bit. But she ends up kind of from the get-go questioning a lot about LeVar Ball, and he doesn't like it. And it gets pretty salty in terms of the audio. It sounds something like this.
Have you sold any shoes yet?
Yeah, I've sold a good amount to me.
So, how many?
Stay in your lane. Anyways,
I'm just curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
Every why time not?
She scares
I think
me to
kind
death.
Of disrespectful.
She says she's like, man.
I'm just trying. I'm
leave
I'm,
me alone.
So she's a reporter. Her job is to probe.
She can report to whoever she wants behind her.
I'm talking to you, Colin. Well, what is your problem with me?
Hey, my problem is you are a hater.
Why
I would never wear a big baller shirt.
But
with all due respect, you're a great reporter, just not reporting on me.
I didn't say I was offensive.
Yeah.
I just said, you know, if you want to, you know, work with Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour to maybe have something that appeals to women.
I'm not friends with her. I don't even see it. I don't want to talk about all that. Next.
Well, you're going to have women who like your brand.
Yeah, if you have a women's company.
They wouldn't want to work with you anyway because you don't respect women, so...
She's after you today.
Oh, I don't respect women, but I'm the one that's married. I'm good. Well, she can say what she wants. She's trying to put it. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what, if you act like that, guess what? Something's coming to you.
Thanks.
Are you threatening me?
Oh, see how she tried to turn the words. I would never threaten you.
You said something's coming to me.
I don't know what it is. I'm not a psychic.
That's insane.
Dude is just nuts.
This dude is losing his mind.
Then Jason Whitlock had some comments about him, and he started to basically
making fat jokes about
fat
him.
Fat jokes.
I've got that too.
Which is okay. I'm all right with that.
I've heard Jason Whitlock fall asleep on the air during interviews before.
He went all.
And he's got really bad.
He went all John McClane
really
on
bad
him.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, and look, he got salty too because of the fact that Christine, before they even let him on, was talking about this guy's so controlling of his kids, he forced them to start playing basketball by the age of 6, and also said essentially if any of the Ball kids want to bring a girl home, that he's probably going to have to approve before any of them can go on a date. And so he got a little upset. But this is what you have. This is what you set yourself up for. This, by getting your 15 days of fame, or whatever you want to call it at this point, it's going on so long. You're going to get the haters. We know it. We get them every day. And we're not even close to it. But you're going to have to face the music, Chief. It's not all going to be wine and roses and the way you want it.
Yeah. And, you know, going around and making fun of people like that, if you're trying to grow a brand, isn't very smart.
No.
Not very smart at all.
She actually makes a good point about the fact that, not necessarily that it has to be Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour, but at some point, if you want a successful company and you want to make sure you're getting all your resources tapped into, you're going to have to address the female version, too.
And the fact that he wouldn't answer the question about how many shoes he sold lets you know that he hadn't sold squat.
If you listen to the audio carefully.
He said something about 490. He sold 495 shoes, which just happened to be the same number that they cost. Come on, bro.
But he also said in the quote, essentially, yeah, I've purchased a few. Nick, if you could play we'll go back and listen to it. But the first part of that.
So he's buying his own shoes?
It sounds like he's
buying
his own
shoes. It sounded
like
he said that, but I didn't circle back to the audio to make sure, because I thought that'd be weird for him to say.
That's like liking your own post on Facebook.
And he said it so quickly, it was like he was going to brush it under the rug. I mean, we know Arian Foster said he was going to buy a pair and a couple other people, but overall, I'm pretty sure that was a marketing ploy to say that he sold that many shoes.
Oh, without a doubt. Chan said, hey, Joel, Nick, why do you guys think Barry has been losing all this weight just in time for romper season?
Nothing beats a romper and a pair of heels, Nick.
Today was leg day.
All right, on leg day, we're going to take a break and come back and wrap this thing up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, one segment to go, and it's been a while since we've given away anything on the show.
Let's give something away then. Houston Whiskey Social tickets, two of them. On May 19th, Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation bring the Houston Whiskey Social back to H-Town, featuring select single barrel offerings, whiskeys from around the world, and fine food to match. Win two tickets to the second annual event at the HSR Event Center this Friday night at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. If you want to get some and you don't win, you can log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and pick some up today. But right now, you can be caller number 15 to 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 15. Win two tickets to the Houston Whiskey Social on May 19th.
Was that like an intentional curveball that you threw?
That's exactly right. Showing you I can make executive decisions on the fly.
Okay.
15. Right. How do you like that?
That's on the fly.
Ask Raj.
Should have 25.
Ask Raj.
Yeah, well, Raj.
Yeah.
Tough.
You're making him work more.
Boom, boom. Look at that. 15, 15 right there.
Raj owes us so much from all the times that he's come in here and absorbed time.
That was payback for just one time for walking in.
Really, the person who deserved that was intern Trey.
The difference between you and Raj is at least when Raj leaves, he shuts the door.
That's true.
Well, you live in a barn, Nick?
We didn't say
that.
It's
a short-term memory loss you have from all the weed. I forgot you left the door open.
I got things to do, man.
I know you're a big. You got phones to look at, shows to ignore. You got big things to do.
Have I looked at the phone at all this show?
I don't know. I've been trying to.
You
ignore
had someone
you.
In there, and we threw something to you, and it was a blow.
Well, I can't help people walking in and disturbing me. You know what I mean? I can't stop that.
Somebody on the text when we were talking about LeVar Ball said it was a lot to him, but then they also said, and he meant if you come at him, he's going to come right back. No threats at all. He was saying she was asking for his response and attitude towards her. His words are getting totally twisted. No, he's still being a dick. Let's be real. Like, he's just doing this on purpose.
I don't think he was. I will say I don't think he was threatening her. I think she was prying for that. But
it sounded like it. I mean,
did it?
Yeah,
it didn't sound like
did.
It to me at all. You that may he was not threatening
like,
her?
He said you may not like what happens or something like that.
Or something is going to come to you.
When I first heard it, I thought, oh my gosh, is he threatening her?
Yeah.
Wow. But then when you think about what he meant, he's like, if you come at me, you may not like what happens, which is I'm going to come at you and you won't be a fan of it because I'm going to be mean or whatever.
I think what bothered him the most was the fact that she said she wouldn't wear the brand. And that just aggravated
him. He's admittedly not going to have a female line. So she has a point.
But I saw, you talk about being mean and him taking shots at people. And I saw one meme that was making fun of his teeth and how yellow they were. I'm like, bro, everything better be on point if you're going to go down this path. Because you're just going to get.
So he's got to whiten his teeth?
Not saying anything.
Before he wears his jumper?
I'm just saying.
I think that's what you were saying.
Nope. I saw a meme that said that. You want to do this call?
Yeah, we can get Carlos in here real quick. By the way, the other thing that bothered me about him, it's one thing to say Charles Barkley, who already has a hip and a knee replaced, but to go at MJ and say I could take him?
Yeah, see?
Shut the hell up.
That's exactly,
All right, Carlos, what's up? You want to get in here?
Yeah, I was just going to kind of follow up that exactly what I was saying about they were saying that he threatened that girl. I don't like the guy at all. I don't think it's kind of joke, but I agree. I don't think that he was in any way threatening that lady. I think a lot of people do hate this guy, and they're going to try to twist his words up the best they can. Do think, like I said, the guy's he's a clown, and I think he's kind of harmless. He probably does say stuff that is going to offend a lot of people, but, it's his own fault. I mean, he puts his target on his back, but as far as a threat, I didn't see it.
And again, that's just it, you know. I'll hang up and listen.
Cool, man. Appreciate the call, Carlos.
I'll say this. One thing I am finding out, but the more he's in the media, there's still a lot of people that support him, that Is want there? Him to succeed. On Facebook, I see so many of my friends' posts when they bring up him and the topic, and so many people, I'm pulling for this dude. I like this. I'm like, wow, really?
I don't know how you can be pulling for the guy, but whatever.
Darren Ravel says, Twitter mentions since April 15th, Nike, $8 million, Adidas, $2 million, Big Baller Brand, $391,000, Under Armour, $122,000.
So it's working.
Yeah.
He's literally getting more mentions than
Under Armour.
The third largest?
Yeah.
Was Under Armour the second or third?
Third. That Steph Curry is underperforming the new one.
Oh, is that what it is?
The 3-0.
Yeah. Those are ugly, though.
They're really ugly. And a lot of my friends are wearing them. And I keep asking myself.
They're probably getting them on sale.
No, that's possible. But I keep asking myself, are you wearing those because Steph wears them? Or are you wearing those because, from a performance standpoint, they're comfortable and they're, you know, and they're supportive and everything like that? Because kids, I know, there's some high school kids and AAU kids that play with us on the weekends. They're more focused on the fact that Steph wears them. So they're worried about the color line and things like that. But for like adults that wear them, when you could choose Nikes that are more comfortable, I wouldn't make that choice.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. They're not a...
What brand will you be sporting when you play the 3-on-3?
I'll probably wear my Space Jams. Ha! Nope. I don't know. I have some old CP3s, all blacks.
I've got some Olajuwons, those Spaldings. Do some damage.
If you wear your Space Jams, fell. Nick might come across the lane and intentionally scuff
them. Yeah, and be like, why does Nick have razor blades taped to his shoes? Just shredding them. That's how he is. That's what
I thought
he's
your
like.
Basketball shoes had the side blown out of them.
No, I think you're thinking of intern Trey.
I might even wear
you
just...
You think I played hoops with intern Trey?
I might
well, you
wear...
gave him a pair, and I saw the shoes that he took off. And they were
three pair.
Yeah, and they were like, the shoes that he took off were just like dismantled.
The ones that he was wearing before them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might even buy some new shoes for this game.
There's
are we really we're really going to do this, right?
You're the one who replied and said.
We have to do it on a Saturday, though. I told him we can't do it during the week. It's got to be on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Saturdays I already play in the morning, so I'm going to play. And if we play in the afternoon, I'll already have played for a couple hours. But Sunday for sure.
Okay.
You can handle it. You're,
yeah, we can do Sunday. We can do Sunday after game day.
You can handle a back-to-back, Dwight Howard.
Or we could do after work one night and just...
Oh, yeah, we could.
Because by the time we're done, traffic will subside.
I've been up for like 4 hours, 5 hours. I'm exhausted.
Nick is just scathing right now because he has to get up early to do Barry's show. Right, B-Dub?
B-Dub.
Right, B-Dub? Oh,
he doesn't like it, so I'm going to start calling him that now.
Actually, it doesn't bother me.
B-Dub?
No.
What does bother you?
When people touch my food.
Lettuce.
Talk about my wife. Touch my food, I will fight you. Either one of those. Like, those are my boundaries.
I bet you
those
he brought the lettuce today and he just didn't tell us.
Those are my boundaries. Like, those are the two things that are just like, nope. Like, don't, because I don't have kids. You know, most people are like, don't talk about my kids. Don't talk about my family. For me, it's just my wife.
Okay, guys, appreciate it. We don't want to be like them, so we're probably going to have to get out of here. All right. Who doesn't?
Look, Ashton is listening. He said after work will be best. We're going to get this. We're going to make this happen and we're going to record it. We're going to video this whole game. I'm going to make that. I'm going to bring my
camera and
a tripod.
Until that happens, you know what is happening? The Blitz. They're coming up next, and we don't want to be like others. We want to get out of here on time. So we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and Jong. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Usual Suspects, 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.